Yes, sir.
Chairman, I'd like to introduce Mr. Stephen Mayne.
Good afternoon, Chairman. I've got a couple of issues to start with and then I'll let someone else to go. I'd just like you to talk a bit about the relationship with Lendlease. How is it? After we gave them the flick last year, we're working with them on Rouse Hill and Twin Waters. Is that just a legacy thing and it's a strained cooperation, or do we have a happy working relationship? And I'd like to draw your attention to the situation in Melbourne where we own 530 Collins, one of the best towers in town, and ANZ are expiring in 2009. They've got about three quarters of the building, and the most likely outcome is they're going to go down to Docklands with Lendlease. So when this happened last time with the big bank going down to Docklands with Lendlease, GPT ends up with National Docklands, so good relationship. We've got the developer relationship, we pick up the asset. Can't see Badcock and Brown being able to potentially deliver something like that. So could you just talk a little bit about the Lendlease relationship and also just explain how that $45 million farewell payment finished up only being $16.5
million? Maybe if I'll start with the Lendlease relationship. We continue to work with Lendlease in a number of areas. As you mentioned, firstly in residential, we have two joint ventures with Lendlease, being Rouse Hill and Twin Waters. Those joint ventures continue as they did before. We have a very professional relationship with them, both having the same objective of maximising value out of those two developments. We also have a relationship with one of the funds managed by Lendlease, being Australian Prime Property Fund, that owns three shopping centres jointly with us, together with a office asset as well. Once again, relationship's very, very good, very strong, hasn't really changed, but it's a professional relationship through ownership. In terms of other relationships, Bovis Lendlease continue to do work for GPT, but unlike the relationship that existed before where GPT had an exclusive relationship with Bovis Lendlease, GPT is now in a position to choose the best construction management firm for the job. That may well be Bovis Lendlease, but it will depend on price, performance and capability going forward. So on all those relationships, I don't think anything's changed. As I say, the best way to describe it is professional and ongoing relationship. In terms of opportunity going forward, we don't really see there being any significant disadvantage to GPT going forward. If you look at over the last 10 years of the assets that GPT has acquired, owned or developed, there is only very few that were actually acquired from Lendlease or developed in conjunction with Lendlease. National at Docklands happened to be one of those, but it was one of a very few.